Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another show of Patterson on the Web Frontline News. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Today in the studio, we have Sayre County Sheriff candidate Darren Woolridge. Darren Woolridge is a former Passaic County Sheriff's Officer, retired detective, former Patterson Police Officer, former probation officer at Morris County Probation. Now he's taking his second run at the county seat for Passaic County Sheriff in Passaic County. I believe that Mr. Woolridge just came into the studio. Darren, are you in the studio?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Doing good. I just gave the audience a brief introduction of your background, Patterson Police, Morris County Probation, retired detective from the Sheriff's Department. We're happy to have you on the show today. We know tomorrow's a big day for you. It's the election. I believe this is your second time running for Passaic County Sheriff. What would you like to say to the people of Patterson?
Good afternoon, audience. My name is Darren Woolridge. I am the candidate for Passaic County Sheriff. Born and raised in the city of Patterson. I've been through the struggles, the same struggles you've been through, and I've survived them to where I'm at today. And those experiences during that time and my struggles and surviving and being in law enforcement and working for the Sheriff's Department and different divisions and federal agencies has given me what I need to move forward with the department that it needs today because it's lacking in those areas, not only in resources or training or experience, but also in leadership. This is very important for any corporation or department or the head of leadership, being able to deal with people and be there for them and to move forward in a positive way. That's not happening. I'm not trying to bash Mr. Burnick. I think he's a nice guy. He lacks the experience, the leadership, and there's no accountability in the department. We have a lot of issues that need to be addressed. We wait another 3 years, we may be doomed. Are you there?
That's a powerful that's a powerful statement.
It's important. It needs to be heard. And, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm a cop's cop. I'm a hard-nosed guy. I've been through a lot in my life, just like any other person. But I've gone through those struggles, and it's made me who I am today. And I need for not the city of Patterson only, but the Passaic County to know that I am your guy for November 5th tomorrow. Go to the polls, B3, and vote. We need this. And a lot of you Patterson I've grown up with, you know me, you know my parents, you know my brothers and sisters. Please go out and tell everyone you think my character and my personality, what I can do, what I can do for this city and this county. It needs to be done because there's nothing being done right now. But children dying. Patterson Police is lacking in resources and manpower. Why is the Sheriff's Department not there? And then what's even more disturbing to me is that this man has the audacity to come out today, this weekend, and push because he has hundreds of thousands of dollars more than I do. He still hasn't been seen anywhere, but he's got posters and banners up everywhere. He's got cars. He's giving out candy. Come on, man. We can't fall for this another 3 years, people. This is bad. If you can't see what's going on, you need to wake up. You need to hear from me and hear from everybody else. Stop falling for this. Come out and vote for someone who cares, who's going to make a difference in this community.
You know, Darren, I want to say thank you very much, and you're absolutely correct, and I agree with what you're saying, and I support what you're saying, and I support you for sure. I'm going to say that on Madison on the Web. Chauncey Brown endorses and supports Darren Woolridge for sheriff. You know, you said it perfectly. You're not a politician. You're a cop's cop. Politicians and politics has put Patterson and Passaic in these critical situations that we're in. We need people like yourself who born and raised in the community, in the hood, knows the struggles of the people, knows how to identify and communicate with these young people. These people in leadership today, especially Mr. Burknick, who I don't know that very well. I'm sure he's a nice man, but he's not a police person, okay? He can't talk to these kids in Patterson or Passaic. Okay?
He can't, exactly.
He can't walk down Rosa Park Boulevard in plain clothes, okay, at 6, 7 o'clock at night.
If you put him on Governor Street today, he wouldn't know how to get out of there because he's never been there. You can't do this. You got to be part of the community. You had 8 years to learn how to relate and build a relationship with the community. And all you did every 3 years is put your signs up and hand out candy and money to people to go vote for you. And they did it. People, wake up. Wake the hell up, because this is bad. We have some serious situations going on here, and they need to be addressed. I'm addressing it for you, and I'm letting you know. When's the last time you see Burnick sit down and talk to a child or a teenager? It's never, ever happened. This is our future. They need mentors, someone they can speak to, and guidance. Who's he mentored? Give me one person he's ever mentored or spoken to about life and what we need to do moving forward and guidance. This is what the city of Patterson, Passaic County needs, where a man could walk into a high school or a grammar school and sit down and speak to the children side by side and let them know what life's about and what experience he's been through and how he's there to help them. They need to call the street to somebody. He's there. He's never been there. When's the last time you went to high school and spoke to children? When's the last time you went to grammar school? When's the last time you showed up at an event where people need to speak to, because he doesn't show up? He doesn't show up at these
points. Plus how he can't relate to the children in Patterson or Passaic, because I think he's from Clifton. He's not even from Patterson or Passaic.
But you had 8 years to learn, Mr. Brown.
And you're right.
8 years to learn,
sir,
how to relate to these people. And you know what? You did nothing but collect a paycheck.
You know, Prime
and
Patterson.
Because you kept voting him in.
You're absolutely correct. In Patterson right now, the homicide rate is up 33% from last year. I haven't seen a sheriff's officer's car in Patterson. I don't even know if there's any coordination with the Passaic County Sheriff's Department and the Patterson Police Department for support.
There isn't.
I haven't seen it.
They don't want to work with him. Well, for every reason, I don't understand why every sheriff that's worked since I've been there with Englehart has been there, has worked with Patterson. He's the only one that has it. Why? What's the problem? Because he can't communicate with people? His social skills are in the basement? I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to bash you, Mr. Burnick, but I think you're way in over your head. You can't deal with these issues, and you don't want to deal with them. And you just say, let's keep it status quo. Everything's fine. I end. We're not showing up in the papers. We're not showing up anywhere. We're fine. No, you're not fine. The people of Passaic County need you. I was in Wanacue last night. They see you drive through to Skyline Drive. And it's the only time you see a service officer is directing traffic up there. $73 million in people of Passaic County paying taxes. $73 million. And when you get a drive-by and somebody doing traffic in the county, you don't get that down here. Someone said to me the other day, that a great issue is for people coming out of school. And, the shootings that are going on right now. And the shootings that are going on, and there's no officers around. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a shift change for the Passaic County Sheriff's Department. If they were around, they're not around. So these issues need to be addressed and dealt with, and they're not. He doesn't care. It's not his children. It's not his family. They're not his friends.
You're absolutely correct. And you're right. There's not even patrol. There's not even community policing with them. Like you say, you won't even step foot in Patterson. We need a sheriff like yourself, Darren, who can hit the ground running, who could walk down to the streets, Rosa Parks Boulevard, Monroe Street in Passaic, okay, and communicate directly with the people. That's what we need. The only people that are going to be able to save the county and these cities are non-politicians like yourself, people that grew up in Patterson, in Passaic, who know the challenges of our children. who've been affected, who grew up with these challenges, like yourself and many of us in Patterson. You know, the politics and the people that are in leadership.
Be at least willing to learn and grow with the people where you work at. Not keep yourself separated. Bridge the gap and become part of it.
Right. They're so far removed from the people that the only time they come around is election time, like you said. Okay, here's Halloween. Let me throw you some candy. Here's a pizza. Here's a hot dog. Here's a hamburger. Okay. And I'll see you in 3 or 4 years again. No, we don't need that. That's why Passaic County and Patterson Passaic looks the way it does. We need public servants. We need people that come from our neighborhood, people that look like us, who understand us, who act like us, who can save us.
Absolutely.
You're right. These people are too far removed from us. Unless
you're making all this money, six figures you're making, and you can't learn how to relate to the people who you work with or you work for.
Okay.
You don't need to be there, my man. You need to go. You had 8 years to learn, to go down there and relate and understand these people, and you did nothing.
For those that are tuned in,
let me tell you something
right
else.
Now,
I heard something. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I just want to do a little. People that are just calling in and listening, I just want to let you know this is Patterson on the web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. In the studio is Passaic County Sheriff candidate Darren Woolridge, who's talking about what we desperately need for the city of Patterson, Passaic, and Passaic County. I apologize, Darren. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. And let's stop saying candidate. Let's say future sheriff. Because if that's what you want, I am your future sheriff after tomorrow.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I just heard, and it's very disturbing to me, and I hope it's not true, but I'm trying to find out right now. Did this man go and put a team of trustees out on the street to clean up Union Ave? Where the hell have these trustees been for the last 8 years? They haven't been out on the streets cleaning anything, and all of a sudden, the day before the election, you bring a team of inmates out to go clean the streets like you've been doing this all these 8 years. How disgusting is this guy, man? The games you play with these people is wrong.
Wow.
We're not kids. You don't play games with us. These are lives that are being lost and people being affected, and you come out the day before and put a team of men on Union Ave. Like, you've been here all the time, all this time, to go clean up.
For the show.
Come on.
For the show.
For the show. You don't do that, man. Stop with the show. Stop putting your signs up. Stop taking that money that you got from the party and putting this show up to win a race to go back and do it again for another 3 years. We do another 3 years of this, we're finished, my man. Mr. Brown, we are finished. Patterson Passaic and the Up County residents who don't think they're being affected by it, oh, you're going to be affected by it. You're being affected by it now. The drug overdoses, the opioid, people dying from opioids. They're being affected. Nobody's saying nothing. The burglaries, the carjackings, the shoplifting. It's all part of what's going on. Wake the hell up and see it, people, for what it is. You have the wrong man in office. Step up and go to those polls tomorrow and elect me as your sheriff so we can move forward on resolving this. I have another issue after you've done commenting on what I just said I need to bring up, please.
Go ahead. Continue. This is your show.
This is to the officers of Passaic County, the sheriff's office and the correction officers. I know you. I've worked with some of you. You know me. We know there's a problem. The morale is in the basement because you have no leader. You need a leader, a man who can stand up, who's going to fight for you. When has he ever fought anything for you? In your contracts, you just had an insurance contract come up. He sat on the other side of the table with the opposition. Is that what you want? Is that your leader? That's no leader. You want a man who's going to fight for you, who's going to try to save his best to save that jail that they're trying to get rid of? Because the jail's going. He stays, you lose the jail. You want to lose your jobs? He doesn't care about your damn jobs. You brought me in, I'm going to fight every inch and nail I can to make sure that jail stays, and we do what we have to do. You know how you do that? You go out and you consult people, and you talk to them, and you find out what we need to do, how we raise the money, and get this resolved and fixed. Because let me tell you something. You shut that jail down, and you move those inmates to another county, we have what we have. It happened with the juvenile detention center. You shut the juvenile detention center down, and you moved it to Essex County.
Who in that great freaking mind thought of that one? That great idea. You know what you did? You created a cesspool of more criminals by putting them together. Now, when Essex County would never come over to Passaic County and commit crimes, they become buddied up. You just made that population triple the size of people coming to Passaic County, robbing, stealing, using the drugs, the gangs, because you brought two parties together. You did that, Passaic County. Whoever it was that sat there at that meeting and voted, shut down the detention center, then you sell it for peanuts. You sell all that property for peanuts to whoever you sold it to and not move to jail. This is disgusting. And nobody, it's these other issues that nobody talks about, Mr. Brown. Our poor kids got moved to Essex County to learn how to become better criminals, not to be a rehab, rejuvenate, or prepare them to come out and do better. You put them over in Essex County to learn how to become better criminals. That's what they did, and it's disgusting. The officer of Passaic County, you want your job? You vote for me. No, don't vote for me. Vote for us. You vote for us, you vote for the change, and we get it fixed. I will fight tooth and nail side by side with you. I'm not turning my back on my people. Loyalty. You hear that word? Loyalty. Loyalty means everything to me in my life.
And integrity,
integrity
too.
And it's not there. What do you have with this man? What loyalty has he showed you? And you stand beside him, and you go against the people where you live at, the people you live with, your families, just to say you stood next to him and be part of the party. He has no loyalty to you. The jail's going. They're going to lessen the men in the department. Come on. Step up, people. Look and see what it is. And you sheriff's office is no better than I do because you're there with him right now and see what's going on. He has the back of you to stand beside you. Step up and come out and vote. And I try not to get upset about this, man. But there's so much going on, Mr. Brown. It's disgusting, man. How they just run all over us. Not only just us, but those officers in that department. You know, and the sad thing is, they have to go out and work tomorrow, tonight, to protect us, to make sure that we go home at night. And you know what? Just think about how they're working, the conditions they're under when there's no morale. The stress they're already under, then you put the other stress on top of it because you work with a man who has the undersheriff who does nothing but micromanage them about how they're wearing their duty belt. Are you kidding me? About a damn duty belt? And they're out there trying to save lives? This is a joke, my man. It's a freaking joke. It's got to end. You want it to end? Vote for the right man. You got one option. Only one. Me. Darren Woolridge, tomorrow, 3B.
Well, we want to thank you very much for being on the show. Powerful leadership that we have on the show today. Powerful impact. You know, I urge everybody to come out and vote to save Patterson, save Passaic County. It can't be politics as usual. You know, we got to start doing things differently if we want change and different results. You know, Darren Woolridge is putting his life out there for everyone, not for a job, okay, not for a position, but for the people of Passaic County, the people of Patterson, the people of Passaic. He feels the pain. He knows the pain of the people in our community. We all need to wake up. We all need to stand up. You know, a family that sticks together rises together. We cannot continue with allowing these politicians to separate us while we're still starving in the streets and trying to survive on a daily basis. They only come around election time. We need people like Darren Woolridge in office who could understand the challenge that we go through on a daily basis and not just at election time, people. Get off the party. Get off the plantation. Vote for the person, not for the party. Party ain't giving you nothing. Look what the party's giving us. Nothing. We need to vote for people that represents how we feel, how we think, and how we want to live, and who's going to help protect our life. That man is Darren Woolridge. I want to thank you for being on Patterson on the Web today and being on the show. Sheriff, I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Brown. I appreciate it, brother.
We look
Don't
forward.
Wish me luck. Wish us luck, sir. Wish us luck.
Listen, yes, it's the people. Right. People, please stand up. Rise up. Come out and vote. Okay? If you want change, only we can bring about the change. Don't let the politics and the party ruin our destiny. We have a chance to take control of it tomorrow. Okay? Come out and vote for Darren Woolridge, for Passaic County Sheriff, to save Patterson, save Passaic, and to save Passaic County. We want to thank all our listeners for coming on the show. And do you have any closing remarks, Mr. Woolridge, for the people of Passaic County and Patterson?
Passaic County, Patterson, Passaic, Clifton, West Milford, Pompton Lakes, you need to do the right thing tomorrow. You want change, you want to see your resources that you spent $73 million on resources in this department, amazing resources they have that we don't see, you don't get to see until Christmas time. I mean, I'm sorry, during the holidays and parades. It's got to change. We need to fight back. We need to be part of this community, not just in Patterson, Passaic, Patrato, Passaic County, and see what's going on. I was in Wanaku yesterday, and the Jewish people who live up there are very concerned. Also in Passaic, I spoke to them. I'm very concerned. They all have concerns. They're having burglaries. They're having car break-ins. Nobody's doing nothing for them. They're asking me, where's the sheriff's department? I said, I don't know. You paid $73 million. Why is there not a unit over there doing post checks throughout the whole county? You don't have it. But I blame you because you know what? You voted him three times. You voted that man in. And that's what you have now. It's not just affecting Patterson, Passaic. It's affecting the whole county with issues. Please step up and vote tomorrow. Darren Woolridge, 3B. Thank you.
You're welcome. We want to thank our audience listening to Patterson on the web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Please come out and vote. The polls are open, I believe, tomorrow at 7 or 6 until 8 o'clock. Make sure you come out and vote for
six
Darren
in the morning,
Woolridge.
Just about 6 in the morning to 8.
Okay, 6 in the morning to 8 at night. You can go to Patterson on the web. By tonight, they'll have up all the polling sites for Patterson, and then you can go to Passaic County on the web, and all the polling sites for Passaic County will be listed there as well by the end of this evening. We want to thank you again, Mr. Wills, for coming on the show. Okay.
Thank you. And
we need you. We need you. We thank you for stepping up, standing up, and stepping out to represent us, the real people, the silent majority. Okay, we just need that silent majority to come out tomorrow, okay, and vote for Darren Woolridge for Passaic County Sheriff. You want to save our children. You want to save our community. We got to vote for Darren Woolridge. He came from the streets of Patterson. He understands our children. He understands what they need. Okay, we can't afford another 3 years, okay, as business as usual. Our kids are getting killed. We need an alternative. Darren Woolridge is our alternative to save our kids, to bring some programs, community policing, okay, to bring our community back and to save our children. We only got one choice, people, and that's Darren Woolridge. Please tell your family, your friends to come out to vote. Darren, God bless you and your family, man, and I look forward to seeing you on the victory evening tomorrow night. Okay, God bless you. And thank you all for listening today. Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.